Oh, hello. Hello, welcome back. This is the last time we'll be doing this, and you know, this is about to be the last time that I give you the conference reminders, so I hope you'll shed a little tear with me when I do that in a moment, but this is the last session, and it's going to be a cracker, I think. You know, we've had a fascinating couple of days, and even just today we've grappled with some quite enormous issues, like what will be left of the insurance industry when everybody knows exactly when they're going to die, thanks to getting their genome mapped by post for $20. How are we going to pay for the legions of 90-year-olds who have 3D printed themselves new hearts and are crowding out the triathlon scene? Is it so bad to die anyway? Maybe we should just get used to the idea. How do actuaries evolve from counting money, assets, inventory and risk factors to counting personality, recklessness and the risk of Facebook trolls? And now, for our last session of this marvellous conference, we are going to tackle the ultimate alien versus predator challenge, good versus evil. Now, obviously, I'm over-dramatising that very, very slightly. This session is called Good Profits versus Bad Profits. It's about balancing long and short-term interests in your organisations. Now, we have a terrific panel of speakers, Greg Cooper, Meredith Booth and Brooks, one of my old colleagues from the Advertiser in Adelaide was called Meredith Booth, and I've just made you into her, but I'm terribly sorry about that, and Monica Baroni, whose name I got right brilliantly. Thank you so much. We'll laugh nervously and move on. Now, this session is about whether current management incentives, corporate structure and the operating governance environment are in the best interest of long-term value creation and sustainability of the organisation. Now, in particular, we're looking at questions like, do management and board incentives and decisions align with various stakeholder interests, long-term prosperity of the organisation, and the friction that these create between them, a friction with which I'm sure many of you are all too familiar from time to time. So I'll be introducing our panellists in a moment, but here they are for the last time, the conference announcements. Please remember to fill in your presenter feedback form for this session, either via the web app for smartphones or at the feedback station, of which I'm sure you are all inveterate attendees, at the Institute booth. There's also, of course, the Institute feedback form, white with blue squares. It's still white with blue squares. It's in your satchel, and you can use that. Last minute shout out for the Actuaries City to Surf team. Now, I ran into John Bayliss during the break. He is absolutely as fit as a flea. He's just completed a half marathon because he had nothing else to do in the run up to the City to Surf. He is keen for more physical punishment, so do join him on Team Actuaries. Start training. John can help you with that. And raise some money for Prostate Cancer Foundation, which is a brilliantly good cause. And once again, for the very last time, please put your mobile phones on silent. We have a good chance to have a good discussion after this session, and you can send your messages and observations and questions into the system by texting them to 0407 965 495. Okay.